Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hey,
Whoa!
How was your weekend? Did you do exciting things?
Oh, yeah, man.
You know what? I went to meet some friends on Saturday night just for dinner, like 6:30 or so. It was real early, and we weren't going anywhere fancy, but we went to the Windermere, the Currents at Windermere,
mm-hmm.
and just tried to get into a few everything was slammed. And this was on Saturday during that snowstorm. It's like everybody left their house and tried to go to a restaurant.
And you said there were 90-minute waits?
At all those different places. And then you end up kind of settling for not even plan B, but about plan F.
Oof, that's
sad. And then
you
spend a lot of money on food that you didn't really enjoy. I don't know. The upside is I was home by about 9:30.
That's always a bonus.
I felt good.
I met some people on Friday night, and they have a one-year-old.
Oh, yeah?
And so pretty much everything you do revolves around the one-year-old schedule now. So I met them at 5 p.m.
on Friday.
And the place was packed.
Really?
Yeah, that made me furious.
Did the baby just get wasted?
Oh, yeah. That baby was trashed.
Had a grilled cheese sandwich, you said.
Yeah.
How much does a grilled cheese sandwich for a one-year-old cost?
I have no clue.
Because I bet you they have like two bites and then throw the rest on the floor, I would imagine.
And they had to tear up the sandwich into little tiny bites for them. It was so embarrassing. That baby couldn't even eat a full sandwich. Oh,
that baby can't even use a knife and fork.
So embarrassing.
That baby's lame.
I had to do on Saturday while you were waiting in line for a place to eat. I was in the midst of a 3-hour-long airport pickup.
3 hours.
It was absurd. From the time I left my house to the time I finally got back, it was 3 hours.
Ugh.
Because the weather was garbage at the time, so the roads were terrible. And our airport in Edmonton, if you don't know, is approximately 500 kilometers outside of the city.
On the frozen tundra.
Maybe the least convenient airport in human history. And so I get all the way down there. I'm in the waiting parking lot.
Yeah.
And their plane is late arriving. Even after it was scheduled to arrive, it was late.
I was just about to blame you and say, didn't you check to see if it was on time before you left?
No.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. And it was still late.
I got there and it hadn't even arrived yet.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, that's nice. And then it took 1,000 years for them to get their bags and this. And then I had to drive all the way to St. Albert, which couldn't be further away.
Like opposite corner to where you live.
In a snowstorm.
Wow.
To drop off one of the people and, oh, geez. Yeah, by the time I got home, it was 3 hours.
Wow. Did you charge your best girl like 40, 50 bucks for the airport run?
I almost should have.
Yeah.
I almost should have.
Because she wouldn't do the same thing for you.
No way, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I have it so dialed in now when I have people coming to my house and they're landing at the airport. First question I asked, are you checking a bag or doing carry-on? Because if they're checking a bag, I find that 9 times out of 10, the timing is perfect. I always just say to them, as soon as the seatbelt light goes off when you hit the ground, text me and I will leave my house at precisely that moment. It works every time. Like if they have a checked bag, they have to wait for. Like if they're just doing carry-on, I need a bit more time, a bit more notice, but it's like the perfect time. And then I don't even have to stop. I just wheel right up, get them, and away I go.
Man, because there is nothing more satisfying than a good, well run airport pickup.
Yeah.
And this one on Saturday was a disaster. It was largely the weather's fault.
Yeah.
But my God, 3 hours.
And I'm going to guess because she was coming back from somewhere very, very, she was on a cruise, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were flying back from Miami.
Actually, then I would be, you know what? I'd be feeling really smug about it too. Like, because they landed in a snowstorm coming back from Miami.
Yeah.
I'd be like, serves you right for going away for 2 weeks.
Yeah. This is on you.
Yeah.
You brought this on yourself.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
You know, I may complain about having to do an airport pickup in the snow and the terrible weather, but the guys at Lube City, they'll go rain, sleet, whatever else.
Yeah.
Tornado, hail, hurricane. They'll still show up and they'll still be at work.
They will.
And yeah, without complaint.
No, not a single complaint in the world ever.
No, not one.
Maybe you need some maintenance done on your car. Maybe you need an oil change. Maybe you need to get some snow tires swapped. Although, like I said the other day, I think that might be premature.
Yeah, yeah, based on what I went through.
But you can find 27 Alberta locations of Lube City. Find the one nearest you at lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
Did you have table chat or garage door opener specific light bulbs on your radio bingo card this morning?
Probably not.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Did you get up on that ladder in your garage and change the light bulb in your garage door opener?
I'm proud to say I did not.
It's been burnt out since you bought that house, what, 4 years ago?
Five
years ago. It's never worked?
No, it never has. I've never had a light that turns on when you open your garage door.
Again, that's the most simple fix out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm very aware.
We did get a text, though. Hey, this is Sean in Cape Breton. I'm an electrician. We can Zoom, and I will walk Bryce through the light bulb change.
First of all, don't want to do a Zoom meeting, ever. Second of all, I don't need help with the science of changing a light bulb. That's not the issue.
Hey, it's a nice gesture. Thank you, Sean.
I'm going to go ahead and do a hard pass on that one.
You're just going to go ahead and never change that light bulb.
I'm almost insulted by that one.
We on Friday morning, we just started talking about these things you learn to live with. I can't believe how many people either know somebody or they are that person that has just sort of lived with a broken window in their car. That's in the down position and they've driven it like all winter. I know it's very, very expensive, but that must be really uncomfortable when it's minus 35 and you're driving around with a window down. Whew. Somebody said when I was 18, I had a tape deck in my car that sped up all the music. I just listened on fast mode. I remember listening to Blondie and it sounded like the Chipmunks. I didn't have any money for a new one. I don't know if I could do that. I think I would have to go without music. That would make me crazy.
I would rather drive in silence, I think.
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, when you do drive in silence, I never feel more brooding.
Have you ever driven in silence with a passenger in your car and it's even more silent than you thought it would? It's uncomfortably silent?
No, I don't think I could do that.
No, it's brutal.
That's too much.
Somebody said, in the house I grew up in, all the light switch and water taps were backwards. You'd flip the light switch down to turn it on, and the hot and cold taps were opposite of what they were supposed to be. It drove visitors to our house nuts. Didn't bother me at all, of course. Never understood why we never fixed them, though. The upside-down light switch would make me crazy.
The opposite, hot and cold.
I don't know.
Like, you would get used to it, I guess, eventually.
Yeah, but everybody else would be scalding themselves in your shower.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
The king and queen of procrastination. Maybe we should have the crowning of the kings and queens of procrastination. That's sort of what this topic turned into. Like, we were discussing the things that you just eventually learn to live with. Like, you just don't do it. You don't even notice that something's broken or something's wrong for years, but people come over to your house and they're like, what? What is going on here? You got some elaborate workaround for changing channels on your TV? Somebody had texted and said, the light bulb in my furnace room has been burnt out for 2 years, so I just use the flashlight on my phone when I go down there. So I said, well, why don't you just change the light bulb? And they said, because the light bulbs are upstairs and I don't think about it until I'm down there. Well, the next time you go down there, why don't you just go, oh, the light, and run back upstairs, get a light bulb and change it then. 2 years, that's too long to go without a light bulb. Anyway, how about you? Get in touch with the show. 10029 to text. If you're calling, 780-423-1029. Hi.
Good morning, Garner.
Hello.
It's Chantel from Bobo Town.
Chantel, what's going on in Bobo Town today?
Well, I'm leaving, so it's cold, but whatever. Oh. I'm going to work. Yeah. So, I know you all have moved on, but I was getting ready for work, so I didn't have time to call or text. If Bryce ever decides to change the light bulb in his garage door opener...
Yeah, the light bulb in his garage door opener has been burnt out since he bought that house 5 years ago.
We did not know that there are special garage door opener light bulbs.
Oh, so like anti-friction, right? So they shake a lot? Is that what the difference between...
No, you know what it is? So now that all the bulbs have the LED, the little, I don't know what the heck the component is, it actually causes interference with the garage door pin pad that's outside. So for 7.5 years, we have dealt with a pin pad that only works sometimes. And
oh my God, hang on a second. My pin pad on the outside of my garage works maybe 40% of the time.
You need to go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get a garage door opener light bulb.
Holy crap.
Ours has worked like a dream ever since.
Did anyone else know that that was a thing? I had no idea. I bet you they're cheap too.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Hey, welcome back, teachers. I know you were off last Thursday and Friday for Teachers Convention. I hope you're refreshed, renewed, inspired.
Oh, yeah. Ready to seize the day.
Yeah. I can actually feel it on Friday morning when we were on the air. I can usually tell when the teachers, the admin staff, and the kids are not there. So I did mark all of you absent Thursday and Friday. I'll expect a note to explain your absence, and that will be a note from your parents.
Teachers Convention is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my life.
Is it? Have you been on the inside?
Those teachers are not going to Teachers Convention to learn new things.
What?
They are going and drinking their faces off.
Is that what teachers are doing?
I think that's what they're really up to.
Interesting. I had no idea.
I think they're going out for a good time.
Do you think they'll go out to... Okay, we were just talking about this backstage. Teachers, when you go to a pub and they ask you, where do you want to sit? You always pick a high table, right? I gots to have a high table. I can't sit at a regular table.
I don't really care.
Really?
Not really.
Oh, I hate it.
A table's a table?
No. Your wings taste terrible at a low table. Beer at a low table? What? No. High tables are for wings and beers and nachos and friendship. A low table, that's where you sit when you're meeting your aunt for lunch. You know, your aunt who drinks coffee with every meal. That's what a low table's for. Anyway, if I walk into a pub and I see people sucking up all the high tables and you're drinking coffee, I'm going to start kicking tables over. So get to a low table. That's my thoughts.
I've never really given it a whole lot of thought.
Oh, I hate it when I get seated at a low table.
I don't know, because the high tables are always a risk, because if the establishment has wobbly chairs, that's a longer fall.
Well, that's what you do, is you fold up a coaster and you put that under the chair, no more wobbly table, right? It's not an issue. A high table in a home, that's not a great idea. High tables are for public restaurants, public establishments. A lot of people, they'll put a high table in their house and they'll be like, this is so cool. But when you have that extra body for dinner and you don't have an extra high chair for a person to sit on, and now they're sitting, you know, their elbows are way up on the table. They look like a toddler at a table. Nobody buys extra high table chairs either for their home.
I once had a table too that had kind of like booth style seats instead of chairs.
Yeah.
Don't do that either.
No. It seems like a good idea.
Huge mistake.
Or the table where there's a bench down one side. If one person needs to get up, everybody has to move.
Yeah. Don't do it. Looks better in photos. Terrible in person.
I was going to do it for table talk. If you have thoughts on Table Talk, get in touch. 10029. You can call the show too at 780-423-1029.
Don't like a round table.
No, round table's garbage. Horrible for people like you who puzzle.
Exactly.
You can't puzzle at a round table.
It's useless.
Yeah. I didn't think we were going to be talking about tables here. All I wanted to say was, welcome back, teachers.
Glass tops are also garbage.
Glass tops, yes. Ranks right up there with stainless steel appliances for fingerprints. Ugh. You got to stay on top of that thing.
Forget about it.
Somebody said, oh my God, I love Table Talk. Okay, the next 2 hours, we're going to discuss shapes of tables.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Bryce, you said Teachers Convention is a scam.
Yeah, man. It's a thing invented by teachers to make it sound like they're busy when really they're just taking a couple days off in the middle of the school year to drown their sorrows.
Wow.
And I mean, can you blame them? I can't blame them.
Oh, no, it's tough work.
It's well earned.
I think they go listen to keynote speakers.
My mom was the type of teacher that probably went, listened, and took notes.
Yeah, I know my parents always did, too.
I'd be at the bar 2 blocks down the road.
Yeah, I'd be terrible at being a teacher.
Which is one of the many reasons why I'm not a teacher.
Somebody said, I'm with a different district, so our convention was a few weeks ago. Can confirm, lots of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I spent one afternoon with tipsy social studies teachers discussing where the vitriol for Justin Trudeau comes from and the history behind it. It was so interesting. Then we talked about our favorite bands and music for a long time. Teachers Convention is the best.
It sounds like a good time.
Did you sit at a high table or a low table? Please tell me it was a high table. High tables are a fun table. Low tables, I don't know. A low table in a restaurant, that's where you sit when you're getting... Nobody gets dumped at a high table, right?
I guess not. It is a fun time table.
It is a fun time table. Booths and low tables are for getting dumped.
Yeah, that's where you go after a funeral, is to a low table.
Yeah. We started Table Talk just before 7 o'clock this morning. I had no idea I had so many thoughts on tables.
I guess when you think about it, in a funeral parlor, when you go in there for service, you're not sitting on high seats.
No.
You're sitting low to the ground.
You're sitting low.
The lower it is, the sadder it is. That's what I always say.
Nobody's ever been... yeah. Nobody's ever been to... You've never eaten a funeral sandwich at a high table. That's a low table sandwich, the funeral sandwich.
I think the loge seating at Rogers Place are all kind of high seats. It's a high table.
That would, yeah, I wouldn't want to sit at a loge table that was a regular table. That'd be no fun table. Somebody said, kitchen island or kitchen table, what is best? For me personally, kitchen table, because I hate the new stools that we got for our island.
Mm.
They're horribly uncomfortable and they make a hell of a... I can't stand the noise when people drag them across the floor. Kitchen table for me.
I'm an island man. I'm an island boy.
Yeah.
As they say.
What else did... Oh, we were talking... round tables. Don't get a round table, especially if you're into puzzles.
Glass tables are terrible.
Too many fingerprints.
It can go wrong in so many ways.
And we also discussed putting the high table in your kitchen at home. On paper, in theory, it seems like it's going to be fantastic until you have a seventh person over and you only have six of the high table chairs, and now somebody has to sit at a low chair at a high table. It looks ridiculous.
Somebody said, what about epoxy tables? Fun to watch be made.
Yeah.
I imagine they're heavy.
There's somebody else who said plenty of heavy drinking at teachers' convention. At high tables, of course.
Obviously.
Not a low table. Anyway, that's going to do it for Table Talk. Thank you for your ideas, thoughts, opinions.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
On the topic of Table Talk, had no idea. I had so many thoughts on tables. I like a high table. When I go out somewhere, don't put me in a booth. Don't fence me in. Don't put me at a low table. Low tables are for people who drink coffee with every meal. I want a high table. It's a good time table.
I don't mind a booth. I'm okay being the sacrificial lamb that sits on the inside.
Oh.
Because I don't have to take a lot of bathroom breaks usually. But if you do, man, where you have to get other people to get up so you can go to the bathroom.
I just feel trapped. Like when I sit in a movie theater or a concert or a hockey game, I got to be on the aisle. When I sit in a booth, I got to be on the outside. Can't deal with it. We were discussing the high table, this good time table. You'd never go to a funeral and go to the luncheon after and sit at a high table. And then somebody said, we have a number of high tables in our funeral home reception center.
Oh, my.
I've been proven wrong.
Well, you know, they do refer to them now as celebrations of life.
Oh.
So maybe that was a small, subtle way to push people to, you know, celebrate the life. Don't dwell on the negative.
Yeah.
Here's a high table.
Somebody else said, does this mean the lower it is, the sadder it is? Does that extend to everything in life?
Mostly.
If so, what do you think of limbo competitions? Well, they're very sad. I don't want to be in a limbo competition.
Yeah, when's the last time you were in one? Like, that's not something that comes up very often.
Low tables and low chairs are meant for low times.
Yeah, when you go through a bad breakup,
yeah.
The next day you spend the whole day laying on what? The floor.
Yeah.
In the gutter.
Uh-huh. When I say low tables, low chairs are for low times, there's an exception. That Tommy Bahama beach chair that everybody bought at Costco.
Oh.
You wear it on your back. It has a built-in cooler. That is a low chair. That is the only exception. That is a good time chair.
Those people that have, when you're at Folk Fest in the summertime.
Yes.
And they have those little chairs for the hills.
Uh-huh.
That works. Those are, yeah, you're right. Those are exceptions.
That's a good time chair. Anyway, that's going to do it for a table and chair chat. We got to move on here.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.